Daisha Griffin wants to know, how do you fix a thrown chair?
So that's a Eddie's question.
All right, well, let's go ahead and teleport to the warehouse.
Hey, guys, this is how you fix a cracked thrown chair. All right, so this is the repair that we're going to work on right here. On most thrown chairs, the legs are generally the weakest point. A lot of times you'll get separation like we have here right on this thrown chair. Then also, we're going to go ahead and take care of these little nicks that 100% you're going to get on the paint here and there. So let's get started on this repair. These are the products we're going to be using today. We're going to be using wood glue to bond the two pieces together. We're also going to be using Rust-Oleum metallic gold to match the color on the throne chair. Any kind of all-purpose wood filler, we're going to use that as well to fill in the crack. So now what we're going to do is we're going to lay the throne chair down. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to fill in this crack before that we put in the screw. So you're just going to put a little bit. Trust me, don't put too much. It's going to be a little bit messy. You're just trying to fill in that crack. All right. Get the back side as well. All right, so that's good enough. Now it's going to get a little messy, so it's a good thing to have like a paper towel or something, all right? All right, so what you're going to do is you're going to put two screws. Basically, we're going to put them into the wood like this, and what's going to do is going to pull that leg together, all right? And then the glue is just going to, over time, it's going to bond it together, all right? You're just going to space them out so that way they hit the piece of wood that's down there. And also, I made a pilot hole, so that way it's a lot easier to go in. And then the next one. We're going to push this one down a little bit more. All right. Deal. And what we're going to do is clean this up a little bit. All right. So basically with the glue, you're just going to clean it up a little bit. You're going to sit and let that thing dry. And then once it dries, what we're going to do is we're going to come in on the wood filler. We're going to fill this up and we're going to paint it, and you're not even going to be able to tell the difference. And then same thing with these screws that we did. I put them in a little bit deeper. We're going to fill it up with the wood filler and then we're going to paint over it. You're not going to be able to see the screws. So generally I use a spatula for this, but since it's so malleable, I'm gonna go ahead and use my hand. So basically what we're gonna do is we're gonna fill in this little crack. There's just enough room that we can put some filler in here. That way we can hide this line, okay? We're gonna use our finger for now. Like I said, we're gonna fill in that crack. See how it's filling it in? We're gonna do that all the way through. Like I said, you generally use a spatula for this, but being that it's a little dry, we're going to just use our finger. And right now it doesn't have to be perfect, because like I said, once it dries up, that's when we're going to do some sanding and painting. So the main thing is you want to make sure that it gets a good bond with the two pieces of wood. Make sure it's filling it up like it is right now, and that's pretty much it. And if it has a little hump, it's fine. Like I said, we're going to do some sanding here in a little bit. So we're going to even it out, and you're not even going to be able to tell the difference here soon. All right, now the filler has dried up. It's going to change from a pink, well, especially this specific type is going to change from a pink to a tan color. So now it's ready to be sanded. I have 120 grit sandpaper, and basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it where you cannot notice the crack anymore, and also contour of the chair as well. I'm going to build that in, okay? We're just going to take it slowly. Inside, even though nobody's really going to see this, but just in case. All right, now we're going to wipe it down. All right, and then from here, basically we want to make sure that we get all the dust off on it. Once we got all the dust off, we are gonna, you can do two different ways. You can use blue masking tape, or if you want to just do something fast and you're pretty good with spray painting, then you can just cut a piece of cardboard and use it as a shield. But in this instance, we're just gonna go ahead and use the blue masking tape. Just mask it off, and then there's a couple of little nicks here. We're just gonna hit that as well while we're here. All right. The main thing is just to protect the vinyl. You don't want that to be spray painted gold. And then when you're aiming, don't aim this way towards the vinyl. Aim the opposite way. So if it does hit anything, it's already gold. All right. So with the Rust-Oleum metallic gold, we're gonna go ahead and paint the repair spot that we did. And as I mentioned, we're gonna go ahead and take care of these couple of little nicks during a couple of rentals that a couple of customers did. Okay, so the main thing is you don't want to go too heavy on the initial one. You just want to do a nice light coat. Like I said, don't spray towards the vinyl, away from it. All right, just like that. Try and take care of these little nicks and away. All right, so that's the initial coat. We got a little bit of drip, but it's not bad. We can always sand it back down. Go ahead and blend that real quick. Yeah, so it's already looking a lot better. You can't see the crack. We're gonna let that dry, and then we're gonna put another coat. But once it's done, you won't be able to tell the crack or the repairs that we did on this throne chair. All right, we just finished our first coat. We're going in with our second coat. And remember, just nice and light. Don't put it too heavy or you're going to have some drips, okay? All right, so now we follow the manufacturer's dry time. So now it's time to take off the tape, and then it's ready to go back into the service. And that is how we repair a throne chair.